floor to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. You're right. Unfortunately, we are sub-program 5, so we all come at the end when most of you are very tired and we don't have much chances. It's not something we planned. I think it's a disadvantage. I'd rather have you engage very much and so that we can learn more from you. And perhaps the Secretariat will note this. Perhaps we'll start in the other order next time. It might be useful. But just to say very simply, thank you very much for all the comments and the support you've given us. It's extremely important that we get a lot of support from you when we try and help work very closely with you. And the collaboration we've had with all the governments have been excellent, and they've been overboard in helping us out and also helping themselves out in what we're trying to do. Two things. One, with regard to the GI, I will write and give you a synopsis of what we do. But essentially, UNCTAD, what we do is we identify a product, and then we take it from the product level all the way to the book of certification, and then through the certification process. WIPO certifies things after it's gone through the African certification process. But what is critical about GI, not does it add value to the product, but it also enhances and maintains the culture, and also the manufacturing or the growing of the product. So it is very much an important tool that keeps these things going in the country, and it has a huge value. If you read one of our reports, which I just mentioned about nutraceuticals, this is a $500 million industry. This is huge, and it's only growing all the time. And I think it's essential that we have that. Our only concern is that we do it very ad hoc, because when we have money available, we're able to do something. But there needs to be a flushed out extensive program on that. I totally agree with you that. But one of the key things is the funding resources. With regard to GI, we've been doing this for a while, but like I said, we have been doing it very ad hoc, depending on availability of resources. With regard to the PCI, the gap assessment, this has certainly led to policy development and policy implementation. And Thomas, I have, for example, here from Angola, all the policies that have originated from the implementation of the PCI, and also the National Productive Gap Assessment. So it certainly does lead to policy and policy implementation. But we have few examples, but we can give you more examples as we go on with our work. But thank you all very much for your time. Thank you very much, Mr. President.